Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
This other word they asked John Natal here, and this is the last word, you know, has God given you a warning for Israel? Let's hear what he had to say.
Warnings in America. There are no warnings for America at this present time. I do not believe so. That's not, he hasn't told me that. The only warning that I hear in this nation is we need to completely embrace Israel. Completely. Because there's huge blessing in that. If you don't, like I said, it can't be 50%, it can't be 75%, it's gotta be 100%. Remember, there's always gonna be sin in our world. That will never end until it's all over. So we're never gonna change that. And remember the one thing that Jesus never does, he never comes against your will. That's the most amazing gentleman that he is. He's awesome. That's the most amazing, you know, the greatest gift that he gave us was his son, right? But he also gave us the amazing gift of free will. And he doesn't affect it. But he doesn't, when you make mistakes, he doesn't hold it against you. He gives you that grace and he gives you that ability to turn, you know, as 2 Chronicles 7:14, turn from your wicked ways, if my people will humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked ways, seek me, you know, and I will heal their land. He's not talking to lost people. He's talking to the church. He's talking to the body of Christ. He's talking to people that serve him. Humble yourself, get out of the way, because when we get in his way, then that's when things start to get kind of crazy. But we need to, and that's one of the warnings though, realistically. That hasn't been a warning that I've heard him say, but that is a warning because it's right in his word, that we can't get in his way when he wants to do something crazy. And does our nation need a great awakening? Of course it does. Do we need, you know, it seems like right now if there's craziness right now going on. And what it is fear, trust, you know, rejection. People are dealing with this in their heart. They don't know who to trust. Okay? So it's basically, let's fend for myself because I don't trust you. You know, and the one thing about the body of Christ is, like I said, it needs to be in unity. We need to be hearing the same voice. So is there a warning? Somewhat there's a little bit. The warning is the where we are today spiritually in our nation, you need to hear the voice of God. If you're dependent on someone else, that's a dangerous place. You need to be hearing the voice of God for yourself. And that's in the prophetic. That's what we're trying to help establish in people's lives. You can't be codependent on others. You need to be hearing the voice of God for yourself and making a decision on what God's telling you, not what man's telling you.
And we talk about that all the time. We talk about having an abiding relationship with Jesus Christ. And a lot of people want to do what he's talking about and want to abide. They just don't have a plan. Guess what? We have a plan for you to do exactly what John Natal's talking about. It's at iabide.org. A simple plan. You request it. It comes to you right away in your email.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.